Welcome to the show, Chris Amenichi, co-founder of Seek Cash Incorporated. First of all, welcome to the show, Mr. Amenichi. How are you today?
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Lisa.
I'm glad you're doing well. And explain to me what Seek Cash is.
Yeah, Seek Cash is a travel technology company. Our core focus is on using predictive intelligence to create actions for buyers of travel and also for folks who actually sell travel as well, to basically give customers the right time to buy intelligence, that it's positive for the customer and it's positive for the offer of the service.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about artificial intelligence and debate over it, and it's interesting, the take on travel. Talk to me, I guess, why airfare prices fluctuate and how airlines actually manage inventory and how Seek Cash works with that.
My background has been in airline prices and a function that evolved over the last 20 years called revenue management. One of the reasons that you find airfares fluctuating is that, you know, if you think of an airline, you've got almost 100 to 400 seats on an airplane. There are multiple planes flying all over the place. And you're not just filling the seats with one person from one city to the next destination city. You're filling it with people from multiple cities. And so there are multiple prices across to offer every customer. Having said that, the airline has to do all the magic to figure out who are the right passengers to be on each flight. And when you have 6,000 flights, it's not a math of feeling. It's a math of science. So you've got to go in there and actually compute what that is, right? And each time you fly out, so you get the best revenue on the plane at the right price for all the passengers that come to you and are loyal to you. That's why they fluctuate. And by the way, every flight has a life of almost a year when you can buy those fares. And so the more you buy, the more the plane fills up, the price goes up.
Seek Cash, how does it use AI to predict the best time to buy your ticket?
AI, everybody uses the word AI a lot. Fundamentally, if you don't have the data for which AI to learn and understand, or whatever AI algorithms you use in, to learn, automate, and execute, you don't have anything. Which is why if you look at ChatGPT, it looks at all of the available written data and photographic data that's out there and then gives you an answer, right? And you think, oh my God, this is magic. This data being replicated and automated in a much faster way, in a high compute level. And so, you know, for us, it's similar. But the data is ours. We've curated the data our own way. We store it. We understand the history of the data. And we understand what's happening today in terms of offers. And we curate this to predict how the airlines behave, meaning how do they offer for that whole year for that one flight. We do that at scale for over 4,000 markets and growing.
What about the psychology behind travel planning or procrastination? What I know my psychology behind travel planning, I like to book everything and get it done. But is there a sweet spot, you know, like 6 months, 4 months, 2 months, or is it all up in the air?
You know, we're evolving in the capabilities of what machines can do and what humans do. Why do we procrastinate? Because we only have so many tools at our advantage. You have to go in and put where you want to go and go through all these lists of flights and decide, shall I really do it? Is it the right time?
No, it's always the right time for me. It's just a matter of, like you said, the search.
Right. You just don't want to do it. It is antiquated. It's painful.
And yes.
Nobody wants to plan that way. You just want to get to your phone or your laptop or whatever agent you have now and say, I'm not promoting any of the tools out there. I'm just saying, assuming it's a Seek Cash concierge that does this for you. And just say, hey, listen, I want to go from Raleigh, Durham to Hawaii. And I want to leave before 10 o'clock in the morning. And I want to arrive there by 2 p.m. Give me the best airline, given my preferences, and tell me when to buy it and execute the purchase if it hits these price levels. Boom. And it does it for you.
Oh, well, you may become my new favorite site because that's exactly what I want to do. How about, and I, of course, I look at AARP, I look at AAA. How are companies like AARP saving millions with better travel tech?
We'd love to support them. We think, look, they've got the customers. They have the affinity with the customers. And we think a product like ours is what they need to advise as customers, because most of them are living on budgets. Even if they have the money, they still live on budgets. And so they want to adapt their travel habits to the monthly budgets. And therefore, we want to make sure these folks can buy at the right time. And they don't spend any time trying to search. The average person spends in excess of 5 days looking for a trip.
Yeah, I believe that. And right. I believe probably five hours each day of those days looking for a trip.
Yes. So if you look at the totality of the days and how many times you touch it, it's about 45 days. If you look at the number of hours for a simple trip, it's about 5 hours on average. In some cases, even more, right? If you plan it for more than one person. So we need to get away from that world and use automated tools that are smart, using the right data to give you the right answers.
So why do you think a fairer, more transparent travel ecosystem is really possible? All because of these AI tools?
Well, AI is going to bring whatever is out there to the forefront. With a lot more robustness, right? A lot faster than what is there today. I wouldn't want to go to Expedia and do a search. I'm just going to tell a bot or a prompt, hey, find this for me. Plan a trip for me. Now, what it doesn't know is the right time to buy. It has innuendo and what people say across the board, oh, you should buy on Tuesdays. You can buy between 1 and 2 o'clock. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it just means, for me, it means price. That's it. You know, I'm like looking for this certain price.
That's right. I'm trying to tell you the day, the window that you must buy and the price levels that are the best for the specific market, for these specific airlines. Not combination of airlines. Not a hopeless trip that takes 12 hours. That
Thank
be
you.
2 hours.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I like direct flights.
Exactly. Right. The most direct, simple, shortest last time, which is for the branded flight. And so you know what those are, which is what we do. We're not trying to sell tickets. We're selling intelligence.
I like that. I really like that. Well, I mean, you've given me a lot to think about. I'm definitely going to be checking out SeatCash.com. Is that where we would find all the information? What do we need to do once we get there?
Yeah. Our platform is called FareX, FareX.ai. You just go to www.fareX.ai and you'll get to our site. And we will be officially launching our products in the second week of January. We do have a site you can go to and look at it now and play with it, but the real launch would be in the second week of January.
Okay. So will we be able to get to that fairx.ai through seatcash.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
You can do fairx.ai.com or www.fairx.ai. AI.com.
Chris, I needed to talk to you before I booked my flight last week to Tampa. But because I like going to concerts, so I travel all over and I do direct. I will only do a direct flight if it's available, obviously.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, I can tell you, when did you buy it?
When did I buy it? Monday, actually. This
Monday.
Past Monday.
Mm-hmm. And you're traveling when?
I'm not traveling until April.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, it depends on the airline. Which airline was it?
Delta.
Okay. I wouldn't know if that's the right time. I have to go actually look at it, but that's more than 4 months out, right?
So yes. Well, and that's what I try to do. I've always heard that the longer is better, but, you know, I know there's also that sweet spot, like I said. So
yes, there's a sweet spot. And some airlines, they're dips. Right in the offer curve. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that you may have cut the dip, but generally speaking, just high level generally, and this is not intelligence, I'm just giving high level information.
Yeah.
To me. domestic flights, generally you're talking within 36 to 21 days of departure.
Okay. Oh, I would never have waited that close to my time. Because I'm usually going to an event and I have to be there. So I always get reticent.
So there are two phases to this. There's no fare that's going to guarantee you the window seat. It's not sold that way yet. There's an algorithm to do so, but airlines don't execute that way at this point. You just have to pay the fare to get a seat. Then you've got to pay a different fee to get the seat of your choice. It's a two-step process. It could be a one-step process, but they're not there yet.
Well, you know, I'm excited for them to get there. And this is great information. Again, this is the co-founder of SeatCash Incorporated, and you can go to SeatCash.com to learn more. Chris Amenichi, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing this information and helping me out with my travel plans.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about what we do and share our passion about what we're trying to make the world a better place with better intelligence.